What is the definition of work? As we know, every Friday night, we recite the Vayechulu, and we encounter that famous theme, the reason why we're all here today, that God ceased from working, ceased from his work on the seventh day. And from that, we learn that each and every one of us should abstain from melacha, from some kind of work. And because of that line, I always get asked the question, Rabbi, it's Shabbat. Aren't you working? Rabbi, when you officiate at a bar or bat mitzvah, shouldn't you stop? Isn't that your job? Aren't you working? But what we learn from our Torah portion and what we learn from our commentators is that the work described in the Torah is very different from the work in which we receive a paycheck. Let me try to explain it. What is divine work? Our commentators explain that in order to answer the question, we should link together two words, melacha, which we explained is work, and the other word, malach. What's malach? With confidence, an angel or a messenger. And what the commentators explain is that a messenger does not impart just information, random facts, but rather an angel of God imparts a divine message, a creative, purposeful message of intention. They aren't random facts, but rather every time you encounter an angel, you realize that you're engaging in a message of God. And then when you link that idea to melacha, to work, you realize that we're not talking about labor or toiling. Rather, what we're talking about is creative acts in which we engage with purpose and intention. Creative acts in which we decide we're about to change the world. One example, when someone walks by a tree and sees a branch falling from the ground, is that considered melacha? Is that considered work? No, it's by accident that the branch fell on the ground. But when you decide to pick up that branch and use your mind, your creativity, your heart, and build a treehouse for children down the street, that's when you're using your God-given gift of intellect. That's when you're engaging in divine work. And so what I realized when I was thinking about the definition of melacha and the difference between working during the week and the definition we're given in our Torah is that when we engage in melacha, what we're trying to do is be like God. What we're trying to do is use our creativity and change our physical surroundings, change our physical environment, and be like God. And believe it or not, I do not think Shabbat is a time to be like God. I actually think Shabbat is a time to step back, to pause and take a breath, and thank God for the ability to be like God the other 6 days of the week. This is our chance to recognize the gifts we are given every single day and exude our gratitude. Today is a day of thanks. It is not a day in which we choose to act and put out our creative energy and show God, look who I am today. No, today is the day in which we say, God, there was no one else like you. So on this morning, when we contemplate the difference between receiving a paycheck and engaging in creative, purposeful, intentional acts that change our world, Shabbat, we realize, is a time to take a step back, to take a pause, not trying to model our ways exactly like God, but on this day, trying to look at God and say, I want to thank you for this incredible moment, for this incredible day in which I realize you have given me the gifts of strength, of creativity, of intellect, of thought, and the ability to rest. Shabbat Shalom.